This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Teriyaki or something. I have no idea what bald eagle tastes like. I'm guessing it's somewhere between peregrine falcon and spotted owl, but I don't know. Probably. Hey, good morning, everybody. Are we on the air? Yes, we are. Did you hear the bald eagle story? Oh, good God. We have enough trouble with bald eagles here in Maryland, people killing them. And then for some reason, this guy breasts one out. Why in God's green earth would you want to eat an eagle? Seriously. I mean, do you know what they eat? Oh, yeah, they eat fresh feet and fish and, you know, they get birds and, yeah. I was talking to somebody the other day, called it a white-headed vulture. Yep. But anyway, we move on. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors. And if you have any interest in any of those subjects, we'd love to hear from you. Our phone numbers here are 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We'd love to hear from you. It's a miserable day out there, 40 low degrees, and sprinkling here in Pikesville, and I assume it is somewhere near you. Rain showers all over the area. It's not very warm. Somebody said there could be snow sometime today. I don't know if that's true or not. But it's very possible from what I'm hearing. Here we are in the middle of April, and we've had snow. Well, not even in the middle, but we've had snow in April before, and we've had cold temperatures in April, but I can't remember this sustaining weather pattern that we've had this year. You know, not so bad during the week, and then the weekends are just shot for whatever you want to do, whether you want to go fishing or golfing or just go out and have a good time, go to the ball game, whatever it might be. So, anyway, 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM-680 is the contact number. Love to hear from you. Big news this week on the hunting front, and we'll talk about that a little bit. Interesting week. Went to Salisbury this week and interviewed Tim Krause. Tim shot the new state record sika deer. In 2013, it was declared the new state record last year at the Maryland Trophy Deer Contest in Southern Maryland. And Tim's a nice guy. He owns an electric company down in Salisbury. His home is his office, so got to sit with him for a while and saw his office, his trophies, you know, and that type of thing. And there's a big giant sika deer mounted on the wall of his office, and sent me some nice pictures. We had a conversation. Good guy, real good guy. That'll be in the next issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly Magazine, the summer issue. So get that written up and get it to the get it in. So pictures, by the way, working on the next issue of Maryland Loves Crabs. So send us your seafood eating pictures, in particular crabs, your crabbing pictures. If you've been out there on the bay, we'd love to see them here. Just send it to ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. That's my email address. If you got any pictures, send me a little description of who it is and that type of thing, and we'll be more than glad to consider those for publication. If you send me a picture of a kid, a minor, I need parental permission, just a little email that says I give you permission to publish a picture of my grandson or whatever it might be. But, yeah, we like those pictures of folks eating crabs. Oh, and catching crabs. What did I get? What kind of coffee is this? Hold on. Oh, that's Starbucks dark roast, and I only got it because it was French roast. I only got it because it was on sale. It's the only way I buy coffee for the Keurig is on sale, or in a great big giant 40 pack when I've got a 30% off discount coupon at Kohl's. Yeah, I don't pay $12-$15 a box for coffee. Sorry, just don't do it. What would really help would be a phone call. But we did go Wednesday night, then we did go to the MSSA meeting, the Maryland Saltwater Sport Fishermen's Association meeting on Ken Island, and listened to our buddy Rudy Lukakovich give his little seminar on catch and release surveys that he's done in the bay. Very interesting how the surveys were conducted and some of the conclusions about why the circle hooks are highly recommended for fishing for striped bass, especially during chumming. And didn't say much about live lining, but I'm going to guess it'd be the same deal as opposed to the standard J hook, bait hook. So I learned a lot. And Rudy was gracious as always, met his lovely wife. So it was a good time. Wednesday was also a day we had a meeting on the Upper Eastern Shore with our friends at the Upper Bay Gun Club, the Maryland Hunting Coalition. Meeting was that day. And let's see. I got a sneeze coming. I'm just delaying here. So we had a meeting with those folks and talked about our 50-man, 50-person dove hunt. I have to be politically correct because we know there'll be some ladies there, and that's fine. 50-person dove hunt coming up on September 17th. Talked a little bit about the logistics of that and how we're going to invite people to go to that, and you can go to that as well if you'd like to participate in the 50-person gun dove hunt. We're going to be hunting on four or five different farms on the Upper Eastern Shore. We'll all gather together for a lunch, a celebration, a pig picking. And, you know, we've already booked the pig. The pig doesn't know it yet, but he's been booked. So we'll have that take place right there on site, and we'll enjoy that. And then we'll go to the dove fields and have a great time and have a little après party wrap up at the end of the day. So it'll be a lot of fun. And you can participate. Dove shoot on September 17th on the Eastern Shore over Sunflowers. What could be better? What could possibly be better? So go to the Maryland Hunting Coalition website, mdhuntingcoalition.org, for that. So we had that meeting, and that went well. Then we went to hear Rudy. And on the way to the meeting, I got a phone call. I was listening to the Senate proceedings, and I didn't hear it, but our advocate, Bill Miles, knew exactly what he was listening for, and we heard at the during that day, I got a phone call from Bill, who was headed to the meeting. He was coming across the Bay Bridge, and he said, "Alan, pop the cork." I said, "What do you mean, Bill?" He goes, "Well, the Senate just voted to send the Poaching Restitution Act of 2016 to the governor's desk for signature." We said, "We got it." The Poaching Restitution Act of 2016 makes Maryland one of the most punitive states, if not the most punitive state in America, for poaching deer. And the Maryland Hunting Coalition pleased and proud to have led that effort. Rick in Reisterstown, how are you doing, buddy?
Oh, fantastic.
What's going on?
First of all, why are female crabs so inexpensive? And do you recommend any restaurants this year for picking up some steam crabs?
No, I don't recommend restaurants unless they're sponsors.
Okay.
That's fair enough, and we're not even into the crab season. There are some Maryland crabs out there right now. Yeah. But I believe female season is closed in Maryland. So anything, any females you're seeing are coming from out of state, whether that's Texas or Louisiana or something like that. As a matter of fact, that'll probably last for another month and a half, 2 months, till we get any real influx of Maryland crabs. They just did. They just completed the winter dredge survey a couple weeks ago, and we'll probably have that report out in a week or 10 days or 2 weeks, something like that. Usually comes out around the 1st of May. But I understand it's going to be a little early. But to answer your question, why they are so cheap, people tend to think that male crabs are tastier. And the females tend to run a bit smaller. So it's all they're all sold by weight. So that's part of the reason.
Now, do you go extra large or large, or are you okay with medium?
It doesn't matter to me. I mean, a crab is a crab. A medium's fine with me. They're not as expensive. I mean, if somebody's, you know, I've had large crabs. I'm not big on the giant jumbo monster crabs. Some people think that's they get more meat or something like that. But, you know, it's a social event to me. So, you know, when I'm eating crabs with somebody, it's a social event. I'm not there to, you know, fill up on crabs. It's almost impossible to do that. You know, I mean, you get... Yeah, out of 3 dozen crabs, you might get a pound of meat. So, you know, it's just all about the social event for me. And, you know, you got to have the corn on the cob, and you got to have the, you know, the other stuff there to fill your belly if you want. So, you know, it doesn't really matter. Medium-sized crab is a pickable crab. I've had the smalls. I've kind of stay away from them. But, no, medium's fine with me. Or, you know, somebody wants to, if I'm not buying and somebody wants to buy large crabs, hey, have at it. Spend the money. The price of crabs has been unbelievable the last 3 years, you know?
Yeah, it's going higher, right?
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily. I mean, it depends on what the market is. It depends on, you know, what the guys are paying for the crabs, what they're paying in Louisiana, what they're paying at the, you know, at the wholesaler in Louisiana. What the pickers can get for them goes to what the wholesalers pay for them, goes to what the wholesalers can get for them, goes to what the, you know, what it takes to pick them up and bring them here and add to the, you know, the cost of either shipping them in by truck or bring, you know, flying them in by airplane. I mean, most of them are shipped in. But, you know, you explore the crab industry a little bit. It's pretty fascinating how it all works. You know, where people pick up the crabs. There's, you know, there's a depot here in Baltimore where, you know, you go there in the afternoon when the crabs are in, and there'll be 40, 50 trucks there, wholesalers, retailers picking up their crabs from Louisiana. There are other outlets like that across Maryland. You know, so go ahead.
Are you willing to pay 70 a dozen for extra large nowadays?
Am I willing to pay it? I usually not. No, I just said I prefer medium crabs or large crabs. And if somebody's buying and they want to buy larger jumbos, let them buy them. But, you know, to me, if I'm going to lay down $70, I'm going to get 2 pounds of crab meat, make a crab cake, a crab imperial. Wait, Rick.
Yeah.
It's not the easy way out.
Okay.
I think it's the reasonable way out. If you like crab meat and you're in it for just eating crab meat, make a crab cake or make some kind of a crab dish that involves the meat. If you want the social aspect of eating crabs with family and friends, I mean, do you buy a dozen crabs and sit there alone and watch TV and eat crabs? I guess you could.
You're saying,
but if it's
two pounds of crab meat, that's going to cost me what, $50?
Right.
That's the smartest. That's the easiest.
If you're into eating just crab meat, yes. If you want to make it a social event with family and friends and drink beer and, you know, eat corn on the cob and get your face and fingers all messed up, that's fine. I love that social interaction. Not a thing wrong with it, okay? It's part of our culture. It's what we enjoy doing, and it's fun, okay? But your investment for your return in pounds of crab meat isn't there. The value is in the social interaction.
And you're saying if I go and just get a couple pounds of crab meat, it's already picked, and I'm saving the time and the effort, and it's going to be much easier. Okay, I'm going to do that this season.
Okay, it's a matter of choice. Some people like nothing better than getting up before daylight, launching their boat, running their trot line, netting the crabs, putting them in the basket, measuring each one, bringing them home, steaming them, and serving them to their families and friends. And you know what? I have not one thing against that. I think that is a wholesome, tremendous family deal. And if that's what you want to do, do it. And enjoy it. And enjoy the social interaction. And enjoy that part of Maryland heritage, okay? But if you just want to taste some crab meat, get yourself some crab meat in a one-pound can and make some crab cakes and eat a sandwich or just eat a crab cake. That's all. I'm not prejudiced one way or the other, biased one way or the other against any way anybody wants to eat crabs.
Is there any difference in the type of either back fin, or is that still the best, or is there
lump is the best? Lump is the best. Well, back fin and lump, you know, whatever you want.
It's either or, but not the claw meat.
Oh, some people love claw meat.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going that far. I'm going to go back fin or lump.
No, there you go. I mean, that's that. You know, you can't lose with that. It's either Delmonico or filet. You know, one or the other. So.
But you're saying if you have a party and you have 30 people come over, you're more likely.
If I have a party and I have 30 people coming over, I'm getting two bushels of crabs.
Yeah, you're going to go with the crabs.
Hell yeah. That's what it's all about, man. That's what eating crabs is all about.
If it's just you by yourself, you'll go out and get a pound of lump.
Rick, I don't know how many. I don't know how many other ways I can say it. I don't know. All right.
Keeping it simple. All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Rick. Bye-bye. Good morning, John. How are you?
I like to call me myself.
Oh, see, so do I. It's all right.
But what I wanted to ask you about, I used to have a guy call it every morning early.
Mm-hmm. Haven't heard from him. Don't know. Kurt.
You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. And I don't know, Kurt. I don't know I don't know where he got to. He was in ill health. I don't know.
Last I heard that he was on with you, he said what didn't allow to do good.
Right. I don't know the answer, John. Sorry.
Oh, I just love that guy's voice.
He was here for a long time. He was here for a long time. He sure was.
He really loved his fish.
I had to caught the state record northern pike at one time and loved to fish for northern pike and mako sharks.
Yeah. All right. I just called because I kind of listen.
Yeah. Well, we all do. We all do. So, all right, John. Thanks for the call.
All right, bud.
All right, buddy. Yep. See you later. Thank you. So. Anyway, we're on our way to the meeting, and Bill is coming across the Bay Bridge. I'm coming up from the lower shore, and we're about to converge on Centerville. Bill calls and says, "Pop the cork." I said, "What happened?" I said, "I was listening to it." He said, "I didn't get it." He goes, "You didn't know what you were listening to." I said, "Well, that's not unusual when I listen to the General Assembly." He said, "You had to know where the bill was on the calendar." I said, "Okay." I said, "I didn't look at the calendar." He said, "Well, I did, and I knew where it was." And he said, it came up. There was no comment, no objection, no anything. And the Senate passed the bill unanimously. And I said, "Wonderful." This is the Poaching Restitution Act of 2016. Okay? It was the House bill that passed, House Bill 410. In the Senate, the bill was put in by also by Johnny Ray Solling, which was Senate Bill 266. And I will give you the story, and I will read a little bit of the opposition to it within the General Assembly, that you will understand what type of a fight we had and what type of a fight every piece of legislation goes through. But I'll read the press release when we come back from this break. And by the way, stay tuned to the second hour because we've got Harry Hornick on here for the next hour. He's the Striped Bass Program Manager for Maryland Department of Natural Resources Fisheries Service. And Harry will be talking about striped bass, the upcoming trophy season, and the midwinter dredge survey from 2015 and everything else. But right now, it's time for me to tell you about the upcoming 35th Annual Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Havre de Grace Decoy Museum. If you enjoy decoy collecting or great wildlife art or waterfowl hunting or just a scenic walk along the bay, what a great day to go to the Havre de Grace Decoy Museum during the 35th Annual Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival. This year's events begin Friday evening, May 6th, Saturday, May 7th, and Sunday, May 8th. It's just $10 admission for the weekend. Children under 12 are admitted free with a paying adult. Listen, there's going to be decoy carving competitions, a retriever demonstration, a goose and duck calling competition, a live raptor display, a sculling competition, a silent auction, and much more. And that all features the community and nonprofit organizations right there. 100 decoy carvers, wildlife artists, photographers, and others will be on hand to showcase their work, much of it for sale, of course. The family-friendly festival has great food and lots to see and lots to do. Free shuttle buses run between the museum, the middle school, and the activity center where all the action is. Learn about the great hunting traditions of the Chesapeake at the Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Havre de Grace Decoy Museum. That's May 6th, 7th, and 8th. For more information, visit decoymuseum.com. Call 410-939-3739. We'll see you at the Decoy Festival. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. For great fishing tackle and crabbing supplies and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, you take Route 100 all the way to the end. You hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. You go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you will ever find. That phone number, 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. Remember, that's 410-360-0573 for Fishbones.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
People pouring over our borders, wave after wave after wave of people who do not share our cultural beliefs, our beliefs about government, who do not seek to become American citizens.
Mark Levin, weeknights at 7, Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but Mama tried. The one and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my Mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
Legendary Merle Haggard. By the way, if you were going to go see him at the Hollywood Casino in West Virginia on May 13th and 14th, he's not going to be there. Let's talk to Fran in Baltimore. Good morning, Fran. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you. Poaching bill?
Yep.
I am so excited and happy about that. Unanimous. Oh, man.
Yep. In the House, it was 133-4. So there were only four lawmakers voted against it, which is good.
Oh, man. Well, I'll tell you why I feel so good. Well, you know, I told you I was into that poaching thing.
Yep.
And I did the song and what have you.
Oh, yeah.
But the reason I feel so good, you know, when I'm out there and in the public, I'm trying to spread the word, right, about something with the hunting. So Tuesday night, I went to see a film festival at the Jewish Community Center in Lowens Mill, and I had to wait for my ride. And while I was waiting for my ride, we were sitting around all talking in the lobby and stuff. I ended up singing the poaching song in the lobby at the Jewish Community Center going on 10 o'clock Tuesday night.
That's pretty crazy.
Wait. Then Thursday, I went to the recording studio, and that was the first song I sang, you know, was the poaching song. So I'm so glad. I'm explaining all of it to people, you know, and I'm so glad to hear it passed unanimously. Now I don't feel like such a strange person out there in the street singing singing about it. I don't have a cork to park or pop, but I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to have a little glass of my favorite Manischewitz Concord grape.
There you go.
Breakfast.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Start your day out right. Breakfast of champions, that's for sure. Good for you, Fran.
Yeah, but congratulations to Merle Hunting.
Yeah,
well. I'm so proud and happy.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a good week.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And there she goes. There goes Fran. Here's what the bill does, by the way. I don't know if we'll have time to read the entire press release, but not only did the General Assembly pass the bill, but they strengthened the bill. And with the governor's anticipated signature into law, the act says that if you're convicted of poaching deer, which scores under 150 inches on the nationally recognized Boone and Crockett scoring system, a mandated fine of between $2,000 and $5,000 must be court-imposed, plus 80 hours of community service. And two, if you're convicted of poaching a deer which scores above 150 inches, a mandated fine of between $5,000 and $10,000 must be court-imposed, plus 80 hours of community service. It is one of the most punitive poaching laws in the country, and we are acting to protect Maryland's deer herd. Let's talk to Diana in Arbutus. We're going on crabs this morning. Good morning, Diana. How are you?
Good morning. I'm pretty good. I want to tell you about how my late father used to do crabs for the 4th of July.
Okay.
Okay, my daddy and me would go downtown, and we would go to Obey. And we would get about maybe two dozen or whatever for the 4th of July crab feast. And we would get them and everything, and my father would say, Dad, the only way to eat crabs is with butter bread. A thing of bread and a thing of crabs, soda, and beer, and you got yourself a meal.
Okay.
And one time we went to Tony's crab thing, and he got pepper crabs. They wouldn't want them. They didn't want them at the crab feast. They were to Old Bay.
Okay.
And I'm just saying, you know, if to have a crab feast, you got to, and we have a pitch-in. It's like a pitch-in. Everybody brought something.
Right.
And
like
so
a covered dish.
Sir?
Like a covered dish.
Well, no. No, I mean, somebody would bring, like, something like beans or something would be on the table, you know, for later on.
Uh-huh.
And somebody would bring, like, a I remember one time, Kim, she brought, like, a fruit salad.
Oh, my.
And it was a watermelon, but it had all the fruit in it and everything.
She wow.
And everybody had fun. I mean, we had shoehorns and everything. We had everything out there.
What's a shoehorn?
Yeah, you know, shoes, horseshoes.
Oh, okay.
And we had badminton. We had all that. We had fun.
That's the idea. That's what a crab feast is all about, Diana.
Yeah. Yeah, well, see, my father would have it the 4th of July, then my Aunt Pat would have it Labor Day. Then he switched.
Oh, well, that's imaginative.
See, we switched. See, my father had it on the 4th of July. Next year, he would have it in Labor Day.
Hmm.
My Aunt Pat would have Labor Day. My father would have they switched.
Oh, I see.
So if you have it one year on the 4th of July, and you have, like, a sister or brother, they would have it Labor Day, and you switch, everybody didn't have to get their houses already.
Right. Boy, that's very clever indeed.
Well, so. That's what my mom and everything, and my mom would get back, and she would make soup.
Oh.
She would have the soup in the side, and if anybody wants something. She always had a thing of soup ready. Then my aunt promised she brought it down.
Well, Diana, it sounds like that's very good memories for you.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Oh, yes. I
appreciate the call, and we got to move along. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. So, Brian, do me a favor. Hold the calls for just a couple of minutes. I really need to get this message out, okay? That'd be good. Okay. So the Poaching Restitution Act. Listen up, dear hunters. This was for you. We called a hunting summit last year on September 27th, the day after National Hunting and Fishing Day. We had representatives there from across Maryland. I think there were 24 people there representing 17 different organizations. We met in Annapolis, and the number one issue was deer poaching. There were others. There were others, and each group had its own thing, but the focus was deer poaching. What are we going to do about it? From that, we got to work, and we crafted what is called a white paper. Basically, it's an investigative paper that does a lot of research and puts together a lot of facts and a lot of information from not only Maryland but around the country. And based on that, what we learned on that, we developed a series of questions. And the series of questions were asked of the Department of Legislative Services by a member of the General Assembly. We worked with the Maryland Legislative Sportsmen's Caucus on that. And they asked the questions of the Department of Legislative Services about the laws and, you know, how many poaching convictions there were and what the penalties were. And just as a whole series of questions based on that, we crafted the Poaching Restitution Act of 2016. And we found the sponsors, which was in the House Delegate Anthony O'Donnell from Calvert County, St. Mary's County, and Johnny Ray Salling from Baltimore County, East Baltimore County. And they introduced the bill into the General Assembly. And there were separate hearing dates. We testified in the Senate first. We had our panel there. We had a landowner who had poachers on his property. He had taken, who basically practices QDM or quality deer management on his property. He doesn't shoot every deer that walks by. It's almost like raising a crop. You know, you'll have deer come and go on your property. They don't live there, and you know, there's no fences or anything like that. But you know, you do everything you can to keep them there. You provide habitat. You provide supplemental feed. You have these deer on camera, you watch them, you know where they're going and that type of thing. And when they get to a maturity of 4.5, 5.5, 6.5 years old, then they qualify to be harvested. So, you know, this is a widespread practice for landowners here in Maryland. So, We had a Boone and Crockett scorer. We had the president of the Maryland Bowhunter Society. We had a letter of support from the Quality Deer Management Association. I testified. Bill Miles testified in the Senate. And, you know, Johnny Ray, the Sawing, was the sponsor. So we testified. Everything went, we thought, seemingly went well. But we received a letter from the Maryland Judiciary. And the Maryland Judiciary opposed Senate Bill 266. This legislation requires a person convicted of poaching deer on privately owned land to pay the state restitution in accordance with the Natural Resources Article for each sick of deer, antlerless deer. It just basically goes across the law. And it says, the judiciary has traditionally opposed legislation that includes mandatory penalties. The judiciary believes that it is important for judges to weigh the facts and circumstances for each individual case when imposing a sentence. Provisions that place restrictions on the sentencing judge may make the judge's job easier, prevent the judge from considering legislative intent or factors unique to the case. Recognizing that lawmakers are responsible for enacting penalties for crimes, judges are mindful of various mitigating factors in crafting a punishment that most appropriately fits the individual defendant and the crime. And that came from the Judicial Council Legislative Committee, Kelly O'Connor. So, immediately, a roadblock was thrown in our way. Immediately. And the Senate Committee passed this bill, Senate Bill 266, unanimously to the floor, knowing that the Judicial Committee would stand in opposition. And they did. Senator Bobby Zirkin stood up and made the case that the judicial was opposed to this, and he stated the reasons why, and he actually submitted an amendment to the bill which knocked the bottom penalty out of the bill, which meant you could still fine somebody up to $5,000 or up to $10,000, but there was no bottom. So if somebody's convicted of poaching, they could be fined $1, which has happened in the past. Okay? We said no deal. We don't want the bill. Not that way. I mean, what's the point of penalizing poachers if the judge has the discretion to fine them $10. It neuters the bill. Well, this went on. This went on through the Senate. It was put on special reader, I believe, three times. And it came up again, and it came up again, and it came up again. Finally, the sponsor accepted the amendment, knowing full well that the House version was stronger. That would be House Bill 410. So we get to the House. We testify in the House. Up pops the Maryland Judicial Conference. Maryland Judiciary continues to oppose Senate Bill 266 as amended. This legislation encourages the Department of Natural Resources. On it goes. Continues on. Now it opposes it on the basis of the fiscal note. And the fact that the judicial information system would have to build a new application to collect and report the data, and it would cost $795,000 for them to do that. Well, it's something they're already doing. So they're trying to pull something out of the air to oppose the bill. So here we are. We're standing against the Judicial Committee in the Senate, continue to stand in the Senate. The amendments are accepted, and we're taking our chance on the House bill. In the meantime, the House Committee moves House Bill 410. Out of committee, unanimous, boom, floor of the House, boom, gets voted on, 133-4, passed. No amendments, other than to reduce the penalties for does from 2 to 5,000 to 300 to 500 if you're going to poach a doe. And that was an amendment added by the folks in Western Maryland, so the delegate from Western Maryland. So that was added. And along the way, private land was added as an amendment, public land was added as an amendment. So in that way, the General Assembly actually strengthened the bill when they added, public land to private land. So now anywhere in Maryland you poach a deer, you're going to be facing these penalties on private or public land. we were mostly concentrating on those you know, guys that are investing tens of thousands of dollars a year to enhance the herd on their own properties. So, keeping in mind, however, that the deer belong to all the citizens of Maryland. They don't belong to the state. They don't belong to the landowners. They belong to you and I, all of us. They're part of the public trust doctrine, and the deer belong to all the citizens of Maryland. Okay, so now we get to the house. Sailing along in the house, now we get to crossover day. Crossover day means the House hears the Senate bill, Senate hears the House bill. It comes down to the Senate committee and what they're going to do. Their bill's been gutted, so what are they going to do? They're going to proceed with their own bill in the Senate? Or will the committee agree to the changes that were made on the House bill? And the Senate committee agreed to the amendments that were made on the House bill, the stronger of the two bills, the one that wasn't gutted by Senator Zirkin. Okay? They voted. They sent it back to the Senate. It passed the first vote, went to the final vote, which is called third reader. It was put on a consent calendar and sailed through. Unanimous, without objection. And at that point, last Wednesday, the Senate sent House Bill 410 to the governor's desk for his signature into law. Great victory. Great victory for hunters. Great victory for the Maryland Hunting Coalition. And quite a nice break for the deer. So we are tickled. We're pleased. We're celebrating. We're excited. The press release will be going up on the website, and the newsletter will be going out to the members of the Maryland Hunting Coalition. And we want to thank not only Senator Johnny Ray Solling for his heroic efforts. We want to thank Delegate Tony O'Donnell, for his leadership as well. Thank the Senate SEHEA Committee for their perseverance. And we now have one of the strongest anti-poaching bills in Maryland. And we'll get into the details maybe at a later date, and we'll let you know when the governor's going to be signing the bill. So we're tickled to have all that happen. If you want a copy of the press release, very simply, email me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. If you want the website for the bill, you can go to the General Assembly website and put in HB 410. That is the bill that passed, and you can read it right there, or I can send you the link. All I need is your email. So, great week for the Maryland Hunting Coalition. Great week for hunters in Maryland. Bad week for poachers. And, I can't wait to see who the poster child's going to be. I really can't, because everywhere I go. Well, I know a guy down the road here, man. I'll tell you what, he should be caught and he should be prosecuted under that law. Everywhere I go, north, south, east, and west in this state, everybody knows somebody. So once the word gets out, I'm hoping that legitimate hunters will start dropping a dime and knowing that the poachers are going to be caught and penalized. Everybody in the administration knows. Everybody in the administration received a copy of the press release. The superintendent of the Natural Resources Police, the secretary of the Department of Natural Resources, all the deputy secretaries, wildlife director, all the deputy wildlife directors are all aware of what has happened with the poaching bill. It's called the Poaching Restitution Act of 2016, and we were pleased and proud to have led that effort, the Maryland Hunting Coalition. Time for me to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop. You know, Clyde Sports Shop has everything you could need, want, or imagine for fishing. Rockfish season right around the corner. Of course, perch fishing has been ongoing when you can get out there. And they've got it all. They've got all the rockfish trolling baits, all the spoons, all the hoses, all the umbrellas, all the bucktails, you name it, shad, weights, lures, all of it. They've got it. Clyde Sports Shop with rockfish season right around the corner. They can spool fresh line on your reels if you like. If you're a perch or trout fisherman, they've got all those baits as well. If you're a bass fisherman, same thing. If you're you know, concentrating on the panfish, they've got all the live bait, the grass shrimp, the minnows, the worms, the bloodworms, you name it, they've got it. And they got a large selection of rods and reels for you to try and purchase for your fishing adventures. Even have a 24-hour fishing hotline that tells you where the fish are biting today. They got your licenses. They got your hooks. They got, well, you name it. I think I made the point that they are your fishing headquarters here in Maryland. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's 2307, just off Beltway Exit 9. That's Clyde Sports Shop. Phone number there, 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108. ClydeSports.com is the website, and that 24-hour fishing hotline is 410-247-3474. Easy to remember, 247-FISH. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you enjoy decoy collecting or just looking at them, and admiring the artwork and even great wildlife art, printed, sculpted, whatever. If you like waterfowl hunting or even a scenic walk along the bay and the great, what's that called? Not a boardwalk, walkway, whatever you want to call it. You'll find that at the 35th Annual Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Haverty Grace Decoy Museum. This year's event is Friday evening, May 6th, Saturday, May 7th, and Sunday, May 8th. Admission is just $10 for the weekend. Children under 12 are admitted free with a paying adult. There will be many, many things to see and do. A carving competition, retriever demonstration, goose and duck calling competition, live raptor display, a sculling competition, a silent auction, and much more featuring community and nonprofit organizations. There'll be 100 decoy carvers, wildlife artists, photographers, and others will be on hand to showcase their work, much of it for sale. The family-friendly festival has great food and lots to see and do. There will be free shuttle buses that run between the museum, the middle school, and the activity center where everything takes place. Learn about the great hunting traditions of the Chesapeake at the Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Haverty Grace Decoy Museum on May 6th, 7th, and 8th. For more information, visit decoymuseum.com or call 410-939-3739. We'll see you at the Decoy Festival.
Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. You know Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex Bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833- 303-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, drive home with me, Sean Hannity, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6, here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. We don't take our trips on LSD. We don't burn our draft cards down on Main Street. 'Cause we like living right and being free. We don't make a party out of loving, but we like holding hands and pitching woo. We don't let our hair go long and shaggy like the hippies out in San Francisco do. I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee, a place where even squares can have a ball. We still wave old glory down at the courthouse. White lightning still the biggest thrill of all.
There you go. A little more Merle Haggard. What'd you tell me, Brian? 40 number one hits, something like that? Wow. Live with it a long, long time. Long, long time. Yep. All right. Well, I don't think we have enough time for any more callers. I'd just like to say we celebrate this week that the Poaching Restitution Act has passed the General Assembly. And, you know, we'll be letting you know more about it when the governor signs it. If you would like to support the coalition and take a chance on winning a Kubota side-by-side RTV four-wheel drive, you can do so. Just go to mdhuntingcoalition.org, click on the link, you get a ticket for $20 or three for $50. Or you can send a check, mark tickets on there, or RTV on the memo so we know what you're sending a check for. We'll send you the tickets. And it's Maryland Hunting Coalition Incorporated, P.O. Box 451, Sykesville, Maryland, 21784. We're doing this for you folks. Get out, stay out, stay safe.